Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock, Alt 105. Vinny's side piece takes over. You can check out an hour of some classic alternative, a little bit harder edge stuff every Thursday night, 7 o'clock on Alt 105.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Check them out. They've got it all, really. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And also online at allnaturalstone.com. When you go online to their website, you'll see all the stuff that they carry. There's so much that you'll be glad they have experts on hand to help you sort through and find the perfect stuff for your remodel, whether it's a kitchen or bathroom or swimming pool or wherever you're putting tile. Who knows? I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah, but it's nice to know that there's people there that, you know, they can say, yeah, okay, this whole section over here, you don't have to worry about. Let's focus here.
Right. All right. So here's what's happening. First of all, and I'll get to the text at the end of the break, but a lot of people are demanding more watermelon sugar talk.
Oh,
I don't have time in the moment, but maybe we can get back to that.
Well, you and Bryn, feel free. I mean, you seem to be fascinated by it. I mean,
I certainly am.
To me, it's just a fruit. Very common.
I think it's in season right now, too.
Oh, it is in season for sure. And yesterday, John went to the store. He came back with two watermelons because it was buy one, get one free.
Oh.
So he was all like, oh, my God, watermelon.
He's going to be drowning in it.
Lucky.
He is lucky. Anyway, here's what's happening, everyone. I'll begin with a couple fast facts, if I could. Let's try to keep it light.
Obviously.
Fat fingers. Sorry about that. Fat fingers.
Oh, by the way. The weather is going to be spectacular today. So, you know, whatever that's, whatever you, if as if you didn't know that.
Right.
Check your weather app. How about that?
Summer.
The United States imports more oil from Canada than from all the Middle Eastern countries combined.
I didn't know that.
That's now
a
you
good
do.
Fast fact.
Mm-hmm. The largest pyramid in the world is in?
Mexico.
It is in Mexico. How the hell? What?
Because I knew that you wouldn't have said it if it was in Egypt. And I'm like, where else do they have pyramids? Mexico.
It's called the Great Pyramid of Cholula.
Oh, Cholula?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Cholula.
I know. The sauce is excellent, isn't it?
It's delicious. It's the go-to.
Right. And it's covered in grass and trees. They say the Pyramid of Cholula is covered in grass and trees and has a church built on top. You can't even tell it's there.
Oh. I see. So how do they know it's there? I guess they figure those things out.
Yeah. In the 1700s, people thought the platypus was a hoax, like we think of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. People just thought it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck's bill, otter's feet, and a beaver's tail.
And doesn't it lay eggs, too? It's like, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm just confused by the duck's beak. I didn't know it was venomous. Tell you that.
I didn't know that either, and I don't know anything about the eggs. I'm not familiar, and they're not, believe they're around here.
Where do you even get a platypus from?
Well, you're the one with all the egg knowledge.
If I wanted to have a pet platypus. No, I don't.
Are they from Boston?
I don't believe that they're from Boston.
Oh, all right.
I mean, they seem like something that would be in, like, you know, Tasmania or Madagascar, you know?
Whoa, that would be amazing.
Not East Bridgewater.
No, just someplace where, you know how like they say there's weird stuff on Madagascar because it developed completely apart from any other ecosystem, or like Tasmania way down south. Like, isn't Tasmania off New Zealand? Where are they from?
Tasmania.
Oh, good. Of course they are. They developed where nothing's right on Tasmania.
What do you just... play recordings while you sleep at night so you can absorb more useless information. What is your deal,
dude? If only I can remember stuff that wasn't useless. Like, who cares where plot pie come from?
Thomas Jefferson's wife died before he became president, so their daughter was the first lady.
Oh.
Ah!
Is that how it works?
I didn't know that. That's why I did the fast fact. If you die in Amsterdam and you don't have any family or next of kin, a poet will write a poem about you and recite it at your funeral.
But he doesn't know you, and he doesn't know anything about you.
Whatever.
Pretty generic poem.
At least there's something nice happens. I mean, no one's around to do anything for you.
That's sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Poetry. It's only for dead people you don't know.
Approximately one out of every 8 workers in the U.S. has worked for McDonald's at some point in their lives.
Anybody on the show ever worked for McDonald's?
Not
I've
me.
I've never worked there. Brittany, no? Nothing? No? Did
worked
Jesus?
For Burger King
no.
For a minute.
Oh, you did Burger King?
Oh, that's close enough.
Yeah, good for you. Like I worked at Bullwinkle's for a day, but I take that back. For like 2 weeks leading up to, I trained and did all the stuff before the place opened. Then they opened, and unfortunately, that was the day that I'd accidentally taken LSD, and it was my last day on the job.
First and last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I ran from there. I left my uniform behind, though, everyone, so, you know, I'm no thief. Actually,
right.
I take that back. I used to steal beer all the time. Not from them, but other places. Anyway, what am I doing here? Let's move on.
Winning.
You know, I've decided to just let him talk. I mean,
I'm just killing myself.
Whatever
over
he wants to talk about, you should probably just
well,
let
look,
go.
I said I'm no thief, and then I went, oh, God, I have such a record of stealing booze as a kid. Of course I can't say that. I can't leave that out there. Too many people know me.
Hey, I know that guy.
You liar. Anyway, a new survey asked people if popular board games are back. I don't know if you got kids, you're playing board games at home during this pandemic. It's happening.
But we
at
love
some
Catan.
Point, even someone who loves television and screens and games says, we got to do something without a screen. We just got to.
And it's I really feel like if you're watching TV with your family, it's nice and everything, but you're not interacting. I like to laugh and talk about other stuff and... you know, and also be sort of occupied with a game.
Here are some of the popular games being played during the pandemic, and they asked people whether these games involve luck or skill. Mm. Of course, chess is at the top as a game of skill for sure.
Yes, people are playing chess.
People are playing chess. At the bottom is Cards Against Humanity, which apparently is skill at all or very little skill.
That's in a way, it's like a popularity contest. Sometimes people try to pick certain people's answers and stuff. But it is a good time, especially when you're drinking. I hate to
Uno,
say
mostly oh, luck. They're saying all, here, blackjack luck. Is mostly luck too.
Yeah.
Do you believe
blackjack.
That?
Blackjack is 100% luck. There are rules to play by.
Yeah, you guys are complete jackasses about it. Like, I want a hit. I got 17. I'm going for 21. Give me another hit.
Please
and
don't.
Then everybody
gonna,
at the table
gonna
goes.
You're going to take the dealer's bus card.
How could you? You can't play here.
You take the 10, you bust, and then the dealer gets the 4, and we all lose. Thanks, Vin.
Well, okay. See, you're doing it. You're doing exactly
you
what I don't like
on a
about
17.
That. Monopoly, they say, is now we're moving closer to skill games, although a lot of luck there. Clue, Connect Four?
I like Connect Four. Mm,
which one's that? Four. Is that the vertical thing?
Yeah, vertical checkerboard. It's like tic-tac-toe, but checkerboard form. Kind of you drop your pieces in.
As we move closer to the games of skill, poker's on the list, Scrabble, checkers, and then at the top was chess. But there you go. If you want a game you can win on luck alone, go with Cards Against Humanity. Mm. Or I should say, mostly luck. I don't even know if a win in Cards Against Humanity is worth anything, is it?
Nah, it's just, and often those games just sort of fall apart by the end anyway. You're not even keeping score, and it's really just a chance to say funny things, and you know,
and sometimes get ripped, you know,
I feel like that is luck though. Now that I think about it, because you definitely sometimes you just have just a handful of crap cards, and you're just like, this doesn't fit anything, and so you just toss one just to get rid. I don't even like this card.
I'm only doing this next story because I lived in Eugene for a minute.
Oh, the cops happened there?
Something happened there. The cops in Eugene, Oregon, got a call after 3 a.m. on Monday about a 39-year-old guy named Brandon Lee Jackson who allegedly attacked and robbed a man in the 7-Eleven parking lot. When the cops eventually tracked him down, he had climbed up to the top of a very tall railroad crossing sign and was perched up there naked.
Oh.
So he cornered himself like a big dummy.
Yeah,
he wasn't moving, and so it was more than 12 hours before Brandon finally climbed down the pole and tried to make a run for it, hoping that he would bore the cops into complacency over the time it took 12 full hours up there naked. The police dog got to him first. Check this guy out. Brandon ended up fighting the police dog and got the dog into a headlock.
Wow.
The cops, though, quickly caught up with the naked guy and arrested him on several charges. I'm sure cruelty to animals.
I can't, you know, can I just say, it seems like a naked dude who, I mean, you can tell if he's armed or not, right? Do you really set a dog after him? That seems horrible.
Well, he did, you know, rob and attack a guy in a 7-Eleven parking lot. And
no, I'm not saying it's wrong, but...
a dude who's on meth, but you know, that's just me. Oh, is that the picture, Brent?
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, he's standing on it. Like, I guess there's like a, almost looks like a saddle he can sit on there. Like he's sitting on it.
Yeah, but he's not. He's standing on a bear. That's like, you know what he should do is go on Survivor. That is a Survivor game if I ever saw one.
I can't believe his feet didn't give out on him, like standing on that little thing. I don't know. It feels like setting a dog on a dude with no clothes on is, like, what if the dog ate his junk or something? It's horrible.
Well, you know, how about you put some clothes on, sir?
Well, and also, you know, don't rob people, but it does seem like, I don't know, it seems like just hit him with a taser or something.
Oh, look at that guy.
Sick the dog on him.
Can you see his tattooed face there?
Yeah, and he's got those little shave bits in his eyebrows. That's a good look.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, there you go. There's, you know.
Oh, what does he have under his eyes?
Eugene, Oregon, everybody.
Does it say Eugene, Oregon under his eyes?
I don't think
like
so.
Like hometown pride?
I can't tell what that says.
I can't either.
Yeah, it's hard to read. It's a little blurry.
Yeah. Face tattoos, though. Those are great. Good thinking.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. A lot of people are familiar with Sambos, so while I don't have any experience with them. It's just not a restaurant we went to when I was young. I went to Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah. Is that racist? I don't know.
We used to go to this place by the John Wayne Airport called Casa Maria, which I think later turned into Red Onion and can't possibly still be there. And we also used to go to the old Spaghetti Factory.
Mm.
Sambo's, not on the list.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's in Santa Barbara. I mean, I guess if you...
No, they were everywhere. There was... Here's 415 says, there was Sambo's all over the Bay Area. One here in Redwood City, and it changed to Baker's Square. Even as a child in the 70s, I hated the artwork on the walls and was very uncomfortable whenever we went there.
How interesting.
Someone wrote... Darn it. Let me see if I can find it. Because I was like, oh, I know Crown Valley Parkway, but I don't know the Sambo's that's there as they described it. So... Anyway, a lot of people recognize that restaurant, and it's looks like
well, the
that's
last
going away.
One is about to it's going to change its name or become a Baker Square, which a lot of things did.
Oh, here it is, Vinny. There used to be a Sambo's off Crown Valley Parkway, on the hill from outside of Mission Viejo Mall. Yeah, I just don't remember it. I would tell you, it's not like you know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hide my Sambo's history. And there's some in San Francisco. There used to be one on Van Ness.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a really big chain. Mm. I don't recall ever seeing a Sambo's restaurant when I was a kid either, so maybe it was like a California thing or I don't know.
925 says, LMFAO, Vinny and Bryn talking about watermelon sugar. I laughed out loud for a good minute. Love from a 16-plus
so
year listener.
Just
Bay Area
into
transplant,
watermelon.
Now in Sacramento. Well, we're sorry you left, but we're glad you're still listening. I work from home, and while listening to Bryn and Vinny talk about watermelon, I realized that it had been a full minute since I typed anything on my keyboard. I want to say that we love that you love watermelon. Go vegan or go home. I kind of feel like... Never mind, I won't say that. Isn't that the definition of meat eating?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, yeah. Watermelon is it's a fruit, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Finn and Brittany did such a great job on watermelon sugar. I'm laughing my ass off over here.
You guys are amazing.
We
That's
do
a clip
love
of
it.
The day, by the way. I will have
no,
to get that
is
up
it?
There. Oh, hell yeah,
I don't know
it is.
If that is.
Oh, yeah, it is. What?
I don't think
you don't
it
think
is.
There's other watermelon fans out there? Come on.
It's delicious.
Smash it into your face, guys.
I think I want to post Isla's jokes as a clip of the week.
All right.
Oh, we're going to do clip of the week, clip of the day. Just get some clips up there.
I'm going to have to work with that girl on jokes. I didn't know she was going to break into "So Do You Want a Joke?" I think she just didn't want to get off the air. She likes it. She likes you guys. She still doesn't realize.
Get me down from here.
She doesn't realize it's going wide. Like,
nah,
she thinks the show
she
is sort of.
She thinks it's just us on the little camera.
I want to talk to your friends. All right.
No, we want to talk to her too.
Jesus. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, and it starts with Metallica.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.